If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're here to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about some of the things that may be in your supplements, and you think the powers that be are looking after that. We're going to talk about some of the heavy metals and toxins that could be in not only your supplements, but your prescriptions even, that are coming from overseas. And there's more than you think. So we'll talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about, I think, alfalfa, maybe some seaweed, and maybe what do men really want when it comes to healthcare? Let's just see. Lots to do. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying for all of America. I'm praying for righteous leadership. I'm still waiting for a candidate that looks that way, speaks that way. Anyway, God's in control, and he says we should plead to him for truth and justice. So that's what I'm doing. Hope you'll join me, hit the knees, seeking the Lord's face, because you'll never regret spending one moment in prayer. You'll You'll just look back through the ages of time and say, why didn't I do more of that? Yep, God is our hope. He's our anchor to our soul. He's steadfast and sure. He doesn't change. He's truthful. I mean, you know, how many people can say that about their friends and family, right? So spend some time with the Lord and seek his face and mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker today? Let's see, technology, indoor living, that's what we do now. We're just indoors a lot. Humanity, you know, is indoors with, you know, technology, you know, computers, iPads, television, video games. So according to, let's see, some studies here, they've just noticed something. Our eyesight is getting worse the more we stay inside with our gadgets. They say that a lot of people are short-sighted or nearsighted or myopic. Largely, they think, not to genes, but over the past 50 years, the cases of nearsightedness have doubled among young people. Well, why is that? So they ask that question. Why is that? Well, according to some studies, they think lots of indoor teaching, you know, in school, sitting at desk, and more heavy use of technology, computer screens and so forth, our smartphones, are impeding our eyesight. They're just, you know, shortening the muscles around our eye and creating myopic issues. So today in the UK, get this, there's 23%. That's 12 and 13-year-olds, 23% of that age group have a nearsightedness compared to 10% back in the 1960s. So experts are saying this is a big increase. Modern children are indoors. They play indoors than past generations where, you know, Johnny got on his bike, skateboard, climbed the tree in the backyard, built a fort, right? Kids don't do that. They build a fort on the video game, and then they shoot somebody from it, I guess. I don't know. East Asian countries have very intensive education, and like China, and their numbers are worse. 90% of graduating teenagers are nearsighted there, compared to 10 to 20% back in 1960. So they want to reduce those numbers, so the Chinese, what they're doing is they're experimenting with classrooms that bring in more sunlight. All right. Well, it's not just that. It's a lot of close work. You're not looking in the distance enough. Researchers around the world suspect that it's the technology, the culprit in this mix. So one study found almost 30% of ethnic Chinese living in Singapore were short, nearsighted, compared to 3% of that same ethnic group in Australia. Australians go outdoors more. They're outdoor enthusiasts. Their kids over there don't have the nearsighted problems everybody else does. Think about it. All right, moving along in the quack report. Here's a new saliva test. They say they may be an early detector of Alzheimer's disease. A neuroscience graduate student at the University of Alberta, Canada, presented his study detecting Alzheimer's disease early with a simple saliva test. So easy to do. Non-invasive, right? So the saliva test presented at the 2015 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Washington this week, through some research, this saliva test represents a diagnostic tool that can detect, you know, into the future your chances of having Alzheimer's. Apparently, there's some sort of proteins, underlying proteins in biomarkers, if you will. They have a certain pattern of metabolite, and when they get different groups of those, it can be an indicator of mild cognitive impairment all the way down to Alzheimer's, and it may be a good predictor, they think. So I'm going to check that. Last but not least in the quack report, experts are warning people that live in Florida, all you Floridians out there, to steer clear of the armadillos, right? Armadillos have leprosy. Yep. Leprosy cases in Florida are higher than normal, according to experts, and they're blaming it on the armadillo. They have had 9 cases reported thus far this year, but they usually have just 10 cases per year. So armadillos often are, you know, living in the woods, but they do come near residential areas, and sometimes they'll even live underneath homes, putting people at risk. And if they, experts say they have to take great care when they're called out to come get an armadillo. They have to wear special protective equipment. And when they cage the beast, they have to really be careful that the thing doesn't spit on them and infect them or expose them to infection of leprosy. So leprosy is really a bacterial infection that affects the skin and the nerves. Modern medicine says it's pretty much treatable, but who wants to have to treat that, right? Armadillos. Armadillos. You know, last time I saw an armadillo, I think it was roadkill. Yeah, I think it was. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Well, I guess I should apologize to all the armadillo fans out there. I'm sorry about that. It's just not a, you know, domestic animal. No, it's just not. All right, we're going to talk about your supplements having toxins, including heavy metals, you know, because let me ask you, are supplements on store shelves made overseas? Are the manufacturer of these products concerned about quality? And are the distributors and private label companies testing these products for quality standards? Well, the answer to all the above is no. So consumers, you know, they see shelf after shelf of these glossy colored labels stating natural, healthy, or some combination thereof. And most of the vitamin supplements sold in America are manufactured overseas. 90% are made overseas, and most of those are made in China. So a majority of the pharmaceutical drugs actually also are made in China. You might say, well, why? Well, because China has no industry standards, no regulations or safeguards to speak of in the manufacturing sector. And this is why the for-profit companies will seek out China for these resources, because they have no regulation overhead and they charge less. It's all about the money. They can save a ton of money having China make, I don't know, XYZ antibiotic, sell it over here in America for the same amount of money we would have had to pay, you know, an American company to do it. Put that money in the pocket, see? That's what they're saying. Well, let's talk about this market, because the nutritional supplement market's about $28 billion industry, and it's growing by about 3% every year. And most Americans are unaware that their popular TV advertised supplements are made from raw materials that came from China. So nearly all the vitamin C comes from China. Any food product stated added vitamin C on it, guess what? It came from China. So product labels are not required to list the origin of the ingredients, so consumers aren't going to know, unless they do some research, that most of this stuff came from China. So when they look into the ingredients and they find that China has, you know, some real problems with environmental toxins, they go, uh-oh. You know, since the country has, you know, severely limited restrictions on most industries there, you know, they have heavy pollution in the water and in their soil. So, for example, rice farms, one-sixth of them in China, have massive amounts of cadmium or candium. Is that how you pronounce that? Metal, you know, the metal that they find in batteries, okay? So industrial waste from plastic manufacturing and dyes, different colorings, are also in the rice farms. So all these contaminants can cause kidney disease. So when you buy your rice, you better say, you know, GMO-free and organic on there. So environmental experts list China's water for irrigation to be about 86% polluted from these unregulated factories. And, you know, you want to buy a crop of raw material from that? Well, China also seems to have infrastructure problems with their sewage system, which 80% of their entire country has got a problem with this. Waste, their waste is directed right into their rivers. Disgusting. Well, let's check out some of these words, you know, because if China was has severe pollution issues, it would be, you know, logical to say that there can be no organic standards coming from China. So most products manufactured, harvested, and produced in China would be considered adulterated by the FDA standard. So how can any of these substandard, potentially deadly products enter the United States? Well, there are several factors in play. There's not enough inspectors at point of entry to check for the purity of all these products entering the United States. There's phony products made elsewhere, are submitted for initial approval, and then switched for future shipments that are made in China. And, of course, bribery is also a factor in corruption. So the federal budget cannot really fund quality control structures to test and check every imported food or supplement entering the United States. So the FDA is really not responsible for testing anything. And the Department of Agriculture does take issue at the port or the dock where raw or unfinished products come in. You know, they check raw goods, they're inspected carefully for insects, animals, disease, and E. coli. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's sitting on the dock, just came off the boat, right? They spray it to death. They fumigate it to death. They irradiate it to death. Okay? So you don't want any raw goods, imported raw goods either, going into your supplements. No, no, no. All right, let's talk about reactions. They're on the record because each year the FDA receives adverse reaction complaints from American consumers. So between 2008 and 2012, the FDA received about 6,300 filed complaints, and this would be on supplements. So the real numbers are estimated to be 8 times higher, and this is on imported supplements, folks, okay? So let's face it, most consumers would not connect the dots and say, hey, their supplement made them sick. How could something healthy make me sick? You know, that's the rationale. Well, they can if they are, you know, China made. Okay. U.S. consumers are not aware that China made vitamins are in everyday grocery products, too. Cosmetics, and even animal foods, animal feed. So the FDA would have to inspect hundreds of overseas facilities that make these items. And currently, there's about 189,000 registered facilities in China. Okay, so the FDA admits, hey, they've looked into a mere 12% of these facilities. 12%. Well, let's look at some of these food hazards. Now, it's the globalization of foods that's increased the risk of food-grade supplements and foodstuffs. So the stressed economy has industries looking to save money, and they're cutting corners by using cheaper ingredients from overseas. It's simple. So this brings into the mix new contaminants within the food system, as well as the knockoff brands or the counterfeit drugs and supplements. So a country with little to no restrictions, like China, fears little of the restriction protocols of another country. So misrepresenting product labels with ingredient concentrations and not conforming to requirements is not going to, you know, they're not going to produce a vitamin supplement consumers expect. They're not worried about it. So this is a widespread problem, and it encompasses products, even the prescription drugs, as well as baby formula. So companies and manufacture their products, companies that make their stuff right here in the U.S., they may even use cheap ingredients or synthetic vitamins that are made in China. Got to be real careful. So nearly 80% of the U.S. prescription drugs are made overseas. 2/3 of the fruits and vegetables and 80% of the seafood are imported into the United States. Another 15% of other foods that Americans consume are also imported. So we will continue to hear from politicians how the FDA is going to protect the public, but without restrictions on imports and unlimited funds to monitor a global food chain, these are just empty promises. And as Dara Arouk, he is the He's with goodguide.com. He says this, the FDA undergo a paradigm shift to become a global agency. Feels like Blockbuster Video announcing that they have plans to go digital. Yeah, I agree. Well, let's look at these prescription drug hazards real quick, too. Aside from the toxicity of drugs and the side effects, there is this added threat that these medicines are supplied to your drug stores here by the Chinese. So the Center for Medicines and Public Interest announced that there are recurring problems in this market from China. An example they gave was the Viagra made in China had drywall ingredients found in it. The FDA stated that they didn't have the funds or staff to monitor overseas plants where such drugs were manufactured, even though 80% of all your pharmaceutical ingredients and 40% of your finished prescription drugs now come from China and or India. Now, the Kansas City Star reported that 20% of the fish oil supplements come from China. They also produce, as stated, most of the world's vitamin C and antibiotics. So the North China Pharmaceutical Group Corporation is the second largest producer of penicillin. By the way, they also produce veterinarian medicines, pesticides, and vitamins all in the same facility. Yeah. Well, let's look at this Food Safety Modernization Act. Everybody says, well, we've got legislation. This act requires food importers to verify that their foreign suppliers have safety controls in place. On your honor, this is sort of like, you know, locks on doors for honest folks. So if the FDA has been given power to enact third-party programs to certify foreign food facilities, well, I see a whole lot of room for corruption here and people getting sick. The China food scandals that made it into the media should be an indicator that there's big problems. According to the Los Angeles Times, China sent the U.S. glow-in-the-dark pork, melons that suddenly just exploded, and tainted baby food, and also artificial eggs that were not for Easter. So I really don't see any of these political announcements and federal mandates mounting to a whole lot where the public safety is concerned. So words on paper, just, you know, words without funding and responsible people to fill these jobs and, you know, make this stuff stick. So it would be like, you know, the FDA, you know, it would take the FDA over 15 years to inspect all the facilities still needed to be inspected in China alone. So to date, the FDA has not inspected any facilities in China or India that manufactures ingredients for or makes products considered to be vitamins, fish oil products, or other dietary supplements. So the chances that you get a counterfeit drug or a supplement from China is over 50%. And an example would be the counterfeit Tamiflu product, which contained none of the active ingredients. Another one was the blood thinners that were contaminated, and they were contaminated with some sort of fungus or bacterial something, and it killed like 149 people. Came from China, blood thinners, doctor prescribed. So you know what? We're all just going to have to take specific, special care. It's up to each of us individually to research our supplements, our foods, our medicines before using them. I insist on whole food supplements that are indigenous to the United States, certified organic farms that grow to TILF standards. That gets my attention and my business. And that is why at Apothecary Herbs, that's why we use herbs that are grown and harvested in the U.S. to organic TILF standards. So mineral-rich soil and clean water is what makes TILF standard organic so popular and in demand. So you can expect the herb supplements from Apothecary Herbs to be top quality, certified organic, and they do that all without being required by mandates. Because it's good, you know. If they're going to be, you know, using it for their own families, they want to make sure, you know, it's good. So if you'd like to call Apothecary Herbs and get a free product catalog and see the power of pure organics, well, then do so. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International number 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. You can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can get there typing at herbtalklive.com as well, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Grown here in the U.S., China doesn't have their hand in that at all. Just, you know, good old herbs like God intended. There you go. Oh, I need to announce, finally, they do have the new versions of the Power Herbs book, the new formats up there. So if you've been looking for that book in a Kindle format or an iPad EPUB format, they are on the website. So you can just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Books and Newsletters and look for the Power Herbs book. Click on that and then see the drop down. There's a drop down. You have three options. You can get it in a PDF, you can get it in a Kindle or an iPad. So you won't need to select which one you want. And then when you get your verification receipt, the download link will be in the receipt. And you just click that, and you can download it to wherever you want it to download to. So, awesome, finally, right? Awesome. Yep. When it was in print, it was almost a 400-page book, but now when it's in the format, it's different when it's in those formats. It's 270 pages, but still awesome. You have an herb symptom reference guide in there. You learn how to make some of your own herbal tinctures. You can learn what herbs you shouldn't use when you're pregnant or nursing. You can learn how to do your organ cleansing in the right proper order for safety and success. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And it's about 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have. Okay, so even if you're taking other products, those 13 herbs aren't going to get you into too much trouble. So it's a good place to get your feet wet if you want to learn more about using herbs, medicinal herbs, to empower yourself. And that's why we call it the Power Herbs book. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. You need email. You need internet to purchase this book. It's not a hard copy. Just want to make that clear. It's out of print as far as hard copies go. So we have converted it to these formats for you. You can put it on your Kindle and light up your world with empowering info. All right, we're going to be talking about some interesting things here. We're going to be talking about seaweed and alfalfa and what do men really want as far as health. Maybe we should talk about that next. What do you think, girls? Can talk about that? Guys, you want to hear too, don't you? I know you do. Absolutely. So what do men really want? It's an honest and direct question. The majority of people really don't know what they want. I mean, us girls, too, sometimes don't know what we want, right? Well, the answers that you get from men and women on what they want, well, it's going to depend. It's going to depend how old they are, for one thing. And for the segment of the show here, we're going to talk about, you know, what men really want with regards to their health. So we're going to see what men say and what they can do about not only improving their health, but reducing the risk of disease. So we're going to check this out right after this break. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do you believe this belly?
Get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor.
All right, we're back here on Herb Talk Live. All right, we're talking about what men want. No male bashing here, of course, you know, because both sexes have their, you know, pros and cons, shall we say. But let's look at what the survey says, right? Okay, Esquire published a survey on men's health, and this is back in 2011, and 20% of the men didn't have a regular doctor. Well, this was before Affordable Care Act, okay? So other interesting information did come through that they got from the survey. They said Caucasian males less likely to be able to touch their toes. 1 in 4 cannot do that. So Caucasian males are more likely to be screened for things like diabetes and obesity. Also, single males are less likely to have a prostate exam. Mm-hmm. Males who do not regularly go to the doctor are 3 times as likely to be prescribed antidepressants, according to the survey. Males earning less than $25,000 a year, less likely to seek medical advice, probably because of the cost. And the less money men earn, the more likely they, you know, supply, you know, physical labor jobs, and it's the money factor, of course. Yeah, medicine isn't cheap. So Caucasian males, according to their survey, they said 3 times likely to maintain a regular exercise routine as their, I guess, prevention measure. That's good. They try at least to do that. And you would think, so, well, if they're doing exercise, why can't they touch their toes, right? So men said that they are more they do more exercise, and the more exercise they do, they reported the more bowel movements they had. So according to Abbott Healthcare, they published in their 2012 survey on men, found that most are not proactive about their health, though. According to their findings, 63% of the men they spoke to you know, they'll go to their doctor, but only when they're having severe pain. A majority of men, 52%, will see their physician when something needs fixing. Their words, you know, parentheses. So if men are, like, itchy or bleeding or vomiting, that's not enough to go to the doctor. It'll pass. Avoiding the doctor and taking the risk is kind of sort of a male pastime, you know? So more married men, though, will see their doctor because their spouse is insisting that they go. Right? I don't know. I mean, I was growing up, my grandfather, I don't remember him ever going to the doctor. Ever. Well, of course, he didn't have any health problems, really. But he was, you know, he was always lean, tall, and slender. But I never remember him going to the doctor either. I never remember my grandmother making him go. I don't know. Well, let's ask, why do men avoid the medical doctor? Well, most men are pretty honest about it. They'll tell you that seeing a doctor makes them nervous. Some of them even say scared. Their biggest fear is that the doctor will find something really wrong. And most men hope to avoid the doctor and live to be 80. Okay, everybody, yahoo. So the trend of avoiding the medical doctor is kind of becoming almost a hobby, perhaps, you know, for lots of different reasons. Now, some say that they can't afford doctors, and others don't want their kind of medical treatments. They don't want, you know, drugs and surgery. So medicine is really pushing adults over 50 now to get annual checkups, citing reasons for early detection. All right. And you probably saw that, what was it, 60 Minutes did a show? Was it a New York doctor? I can't remember where he was stationed. Cleveland? Anyway, he was falsifying medical records, and he was telling his patients they had cancer that they needed chemotherapy treatment for when a majority of these patients didn't have cancer at all, just so he could scam millions off their insurance. Wow. So a good reason why you guys out there don't want to go see your doctor. Understand perfectly. Well, here are 5 male concerns. Here's the thing in surveys that men say they're most concerned about. This was also Males Fitness Magazine also had some input on this. Dr. Christopher Moore says that overall men have 5 major areas of health that they're very concerned about. and are constantly looking for help with, the number one wellness concern men have is energy. They don't have enough energy. They need more of it. And many of men that, you know, manage to be fit and get in regular exercise are only, they say, barely maintaining their energy level. So even the ones that are being proactive say, yeah, I could still use more energy. Okay, let's look at the energy. Well, you know, you might want to get 8 hours or more of sleep and that regular exercise in no matter what, okay? So fix your own meals, too, that consists more of fresh fruits and vegetables, lean protein, healthy omega-3 fats, and whole grains. This will go a long way to power up your system for energy. So if you want to boost the metabolism, you want to use maybe some nutrition that can accomplish that. Some plant-based protein powders will do that. American ginseng is an herb that also has is a great energy booster, gives you stamina so you can power through your workout. So if you're looking for some options there, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have that plant-based protein powder. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. You just add it to juice or smoothie, whatever. They do have the American ginseng as well, so you can check that out there. Now, one of the other things the guys said is sex drive is their other little pet peeve there with health. This is another area that men say they need help with maintaining a healthy sex drive. There is really no standard when it comes to libido, but certain foods like walnuts can enhance fertility, and smoking and alcohol can hinder it, so you want to avoid those if you can. Prostate health is also a concern for men, so you want to add more of those omega-3 fatty acids in the diet. You know, go with the olive oil instead of the other oils. People use fish more. If you eat fish more than twice a week, you'll get more omega-3s in the diet. That also helps to reduce prostate disease by 44%, so eat more healthy fish, preferably not from Hawaii, China, or Japan area. Okay. Now, some people don't like fish, and so they may use fish oil, but again, 40% of the fish oil comes from China, folks, so watch that. There are some other herbs that you can use to help cleanse and preserve prostate function. And also, if you need some help balancing hormones, what it is not a hormone replacement, but it's herbs that feed your endocrine system that manufacture those hormones that are in the right balance for you. So if you're looking at options like that, you might want to check out the prostate kit and the male hormone formula that the folks at thepowerherbs.com, Apothecary Herbs, make. So check that. All organic, whole food stuff. Awesome. All right, another thing that men say they need or are concerned about and may need some help with is memory or cognitive function. So they say the world's real competitive and men have to keep up and stay on top of their game kind of thing. So there's a lot of stress and sensory overload in a workplace. So forgetting where you put your car keys is one thing, but forgetting the name of your biggest account, pretty unforgettable. So memory issues could have some devastating career effects. So a healthy diet, again, will help maintain sharp mental clarity, staying away from aluminum and products that would have aluminum in them. Toxins like flu shots, for instance, have aluminum in them. Stay away from those. Anything that helps boost brain function, some of your supplements can really do that. People like ginkgo biloba, but you need to pair it with a circulatory herb like rosemary and cayenne. So that way it gets to the brain area, and you get more oxygen-rich blood there. So that helps with that. It improves synapse activity when you have blood flow there and also reduces the likelihood of headaches. So you can check that out. It's called Brain Concentrate. That's at thepowerherbs.com. The other thing that guys want is they want to, not only that energy thing, they want to boost their stamina. They want to be stronger and have more stamina. So as we get older, those things tend to decline. Our strength and our stamina as we age kind of gets, it minimizes. There's a loss, possibly. So strength training can help keep muscles and bones strong along with maintaining that healthy diet. But according to some research by Penn State University, more fruits and vegetables in your diet will help maintain a leaner body weight. So for added protection, you might want to use some plant-based calcium that will strengthen the bones, the muscles, all the connective tissues, and also create healthy blood for the body, because that's bone marrow produces that. So calcium formula is a plant-based liquid that you can get at the powerherbs.com website as well. So that's also a very good to remember, also very healthy for you. It's not an animal product at all. So there you go. One of the other things that they also worry about is relationships. Guys want healthy relationships. So they want to, their social networks are becoming more, you know, entangled and entwined. The social media, the professional fabric of our lives, it's kind of just all, you know, entwined. So keeping healthy balances there is more of a challenge, even with the conveniences of all the technology. So men want to be healthy and have healthy spouses and healthy children. So if the entire family is engaged with healthy eating, regular fitness, and spending some time with each other, this lends itself to healthier relationships. So, you know, you should have a time where you turn off the gadgets, you know, and just talk, right? Yeah, that's good. Also, regarding stamina and strength, if you get your fruits and vegetables, your foods, your herbs from, you know, organic, certified organic tilth-grown farms where the soil is rich with minerals, the water is clean, I mean, it's just grown the way God said to grow it, then when you eat those foods, you're totally satisfied. You have the minerals, the vitamins, the amino acids, the proteins, and the body is satisfied. And there's no risk of overeating, and you really don't want any of that processed stuff after that. So just keep that in mind. So if you so want to grow your own food, it'll be the best food you've ever had. All right. So healthy relationship. One of the things that they found out was a family that prays together, stays together in more ways than one, spiritual health should not be overlooked. So family life, they did a survey of thousands of couples, and they found less than 8% pray together on a regular basis. A 2001 poll that was taken by Southern Baptist Convention found that couples who actively pray together have a low divorce rate, less than 1%. So according to their research, praying over the family meal really does not count as praying with your spouse or your children. So most people that surveyed said prayer was very important, but they failed to pray on a regular basis. They just didn't do it. So husbands and fathers, you know, they're the leaders of their homes, and they should lead the family in prayer. Okay, so here's the health benefits of prayer. Praying together is uniting. If you want a united family unit, you should pray together. Praying together encourages humility and honesty. Prayer removes hurt and unites people. Prayer breeds appreciation. Prayer removes selfishness and invites change. Prayer also together improves and deepens your communication. It also builds up a marriage and a family, and it gives you hope. So prayers are personal. They're well-meaning. So pray for your marriage and your entire house, dads out there. And, you know, the Lord says, hey, this is what the Lord says. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all will be added unto you. Protos is Greek for first. So if you're seeking first the kingdom of God, who are you putting first? You're putting God first. You put God first, he's going to look after you and honor you and your entire house. So write that word down on a post-it. Stick it on your computer. Stick it on your fridge, your desk. Protos, P-R-O-T-O-S, it means first. Put God first. And that way you're going to be healthy and well, and so is your entire household. So I've given you some basic instructions and suggestions here for some of the major areas men seem to be most concerned about. And there are other more serious health conditions that, you know, could arise, and a majority of them can be avoided with consistent use of good nutrition and maybe some toxin removal along the way. So early on in my herb training, I did realize that when you cleanse and nourish the body, it's very easy, it's very basic, and guess what? It works. You can sidestep a whole lot of problems just by using that very basic approach. And, you know, health shouldn't have to be complicated, you know? It shouldn't have to be. You shouldn't have to rely on a pharmaceutical industry. No, God didn't intend that. He said herbs are meat and they're here for the service of man. So in time of need, that's what he wants you to use. You know, that's what he does. So cleansing your organs will, you know, put the toxins on a fast track out of your body. And that way it's not going to invite disease, okay? Because toxins weaken tissue, and that invites disease. So if you're interested in learning how you can power up using some plant nutrition to nourish the body and herbs to remove toxins from the body, well, then call the experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting. That's the powerherbs.com, the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they do, and they've been doing it for over 15 years, so give them a call. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you guys out there, you won't have to be so worried about seeing the doctor when you can empower yourself, right? Yeah, they like that. Okay, we had a few minutes, and I think what we're going to do is, let's see, do we want to talk about seaweed? Yeah, let's talk about that. We can talk about alfalfa some other time and some other things we have here, but let's just talk about seaweed, because, you know, seaweed, there's a knowledge of seaweed here. Well, you know, fish, you know, lots of omega-3 fatty acids in the fish, but the fish usually eat algaes and seaweed. And so what can we benefit, too, when we eat seaweed? Well, we're going to check this out. There is a whole bunch of life in the sea. Fish, you know, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, that helps lower cholesterol. But it doesn't really help with allergies, and it doesn't really detox our system of unwanted heavy metals or poisons, especially if you're using, you know, China-made supplements that have heavy metals in them. So, you know, we've talked about algae and seaweed before here on the show, but there's some research that's been put out there that sheds some more light on how these foods make us less vulnerable to disease and help us live more life with vitality. So let's check it out. If you look at your algae, your blue-green algae, your spirulina, it has AFA, which is a low-calorie nutrition, and it's close to a complete food source as you can get. So it's an aqua nutritional source. It's packed full of vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, and antioxidants. It qualifies really as a superfood. So with this type of nutrition, you can pretty much, you know, decrease inflammation. It would probably hardly exist, to be honest. If you're working on weight loss, this will help you out, as well as help your immune system. So just like a teaspoon to a tablespoon size, like 4 grams of this, you know, algae superfood, lots of protein, and it only has like 20 to 40 calories in it. Now, if you're adding a powder to a drink, you got to add the calories in the drink, but there you go. Lots of protein, lots of minerals there. Now, algae foods are so full of omega-3 fatty acids, B-complex, vitamin C, natural vitamin C, by the way, not made in China, beta-carotene and chlorophyll and protein that if you were to try to take it in a vitamin pill, it would be like the size of a horse pill. But it doesn't need large quantities. It's not like you have to have such mega doses of this stuff. Just a teaspoon or a tablespoon size is going to deliver all this nutrition and a whole lot more. And those people who suffer from chronic diseases and illnesses, their bodies are just starving for this kind of nutrition. Now let's look at some of the research. National Institutes of Health state that the blue-green superfood algae may reduce symptoms associated with allergies, may lower your cholesterol and remove arsenic from your body. Research from Harvard show that spirulina inhibited the replication of the HIV virus and helps us to get over the common cold faster. It's also stood its ground with cancer in helping the cells repair its DNA. Oh, I would layer that with dandelion root in a skinny minute if it's a cancer issue. Should check that out on thepowerherbs.com. Dandelion root. Really, go there. Now, other research using algae also addressed the, it stimulates the body to make more red blood cells. And the protein in algae makes you feel full, so it prevents you from overeating, gives you an edge with weight loss issues. Research from Switzerland discovered that a compound in your algae may also help with Alzheimer's disease and other degenerative nerve disorders through the reduction of inflammation. The spirulina also has been shown to stimulate the body to produce more immune system killer T cells within just 2 hours. Works well against viruses and other mutating diseases. Research from Royal Victoria Hospital in Montreal, Canada, published that algae had an influence on your endocrine system and your blood. They published their research in Photonucleus magazine or journal. And according to Dr. Jiet Jensen, who conducted the study, spirulina, he says, triggers 40% increase in your immune system activity and circulates more killer T cells, which perform immune surveillance and also eliminates cancer and other infectious cells. Wow! Totally cool. So you want to definitely layer that with some dandelion root for sure. Other research suggests that the chlorophyll in your algae produces derivatives that work against or inhibit tumor cell growth. And for those out there that are suffering from depression or anxiety, blue-green algae may be your answer. According to some studies, algae is a natural mood elevator and antidepressant. So apparently there's the photocyan in there, which is a blue pigment in the algae. It's a natural CoX-E2 inhibitor, strong anti-inflammatory agent as well, and excellent immune system stimulant. So if you're taking immune suppressive drugs, FYI, if you're like on lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, those types of drugs, you may want to avoid the algae because it will work against your prescription med. Now, seaweed, I want to get to that. Lots of seaweed supplements out there. You can buy seaweed in bulk, dried kelp, recipes to make your own seaweed popcorn even. So seaweeds such as kelp or dults. I like the purple dults. It's just my favorite. Lots of nutrition in seaweed. Lots of natural potassium, iron, folate, calcium, omega-3s, of course, because fish eat it. And also natural iodine to keep your thyroid healthy. So if you can't get enough natural iodine, to help the thyroid. You don't want thyroid dysfunction. So if you get some natural iodine, it's going to help that thyroid function normally. So if you get a malfunction, that's probably the reason you're not getting natural iodine. You're getting a synthetic form. Now, you want to make sure that, your healthy thyroid regulates that healthy weight. A quarter cup of seaweed is just 8 calories. Nutrition contained in your kelp or your adult seaweed can actually prevent certain diseases like breast cancer and heart disease, according to research. Wow. So check that out. Guess what? Your spirulina, blue-green algae, and your kelp are in the Body Foundation food mix, and you'll find that at thepowerherbs.com. So lift your mood, get your stamina, reduce your risk of, serious diseases, all internal medicine disease, if you will. Just by using what God put here on the planet. Check that out. Powerherbs.com. See how powerful you are? You just didn't know it. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.